Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know medical care requires informed consent, but laws require informed consent. Politics, entrepreneurship, how you engage in your diet, health, exercise, even relationships. These all require a place of being informed. And I am so sick of being called a conspiracy theorist for using my brain and being informed. So that's how this podcast came to life. This is Informed Consent. I am your host, Brooke Bocci. Let's start talking. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Informed Consent. This week, I want to chat about something a little bit more, I guess you could say, emotional in the sense of feelings versus like facts, if that makes sense. I have spent a lot of time thinking about what I wanted to share with you guys this week and what topic I wanted to talk on. And just looking back at my episodes this year, I've had so many guests and I've had just so much information brought to you guys. And while I think all of that information is so important, I also think it's important to talk about the difference between perfection and imperfection. I did an entire episode on the 80-20 rule back when I was really kind of in the sense of understanding that and believing in that. And I don't want to necessarily say that I don't believe in the 80-20 rule, but I think in a way the 80-20 rule gives excuses for us. I think it gives almost a sense of like, oh, it's okay. Like we can do that. And I don't want to take that lightly because I do believe that perfection is impossible. I also do agree with the fact that I believe the 80-20 rule gives way too much excuses and way too much, I don't even necessarily know what the right word I want to say is, but I don't love it anymore. I don't love this 80-20 rule. And I'll be the first to come on here and say I've changed my mind on the 80-20 rule. And I did an entire podcast episode on it a couple years ago. But on the other hand, in today's episode, I guess I want to talk about imperfection and perfection. I think especially in the crunchy community, which I do feel like my listeners and myself, like we kind of fall into. And the crunchy community is really just low toxic living and trying to be toxic free in your homes and with your families. And I will advocate on that through and through. I do believe that we should consciously and intentionally try to provide the cleanest, least toxic home for our families. It is truly the least that we can do for our families to create a better lifestyle. And with that, I think sometimes the 80-20 rule gives too much excuses and gives too much ability to be like, oh, you know, I'm going to do this a little bit, quite frankly, half-ass. And that's only because there's this mindset that I got to live 80-20 and that's how I do it. And I'm not here to say you have to be perfect, but I guess the conversation that I really want to get across, and we're going to really break it down today, is while we should strive for perfection, we should try as best as we can, we need to allow that to fit into our lives to where it's the least stressful as possible. Stress is something that so many people don't realize can cause so many health issues. And just as you get stressed when you have a financial crisis, or just as you get stressed when you're in traffic and trying to figure out where to go and how that can affect your body, stress of trying to be perfect, stress of trying to live as clean and toxic-free as possible and trying to make sure you read every possible ingredient and can't go out to restaurants because of seed oils and you stress yourself out about those things, that's also messing up your health. So I think it's important to talk about the boundaries and quite frankly, the fine line of what is stressing you out and what isn't stressing you out. And that should be the 80-20 I guess, rule. Not let's live 80-20. Let's strive for perfection until it stresses us out. I want to break it down. I want to go into it. But before we go into it, I want to talk about a product that quite frankly takes away a lot of stress for me. A lot of stress for me in the sense of trying to figure out what to have for breakfast and really creates a more peaceful morning for me. One of the biggest deficiencies that humans see, especially females, is protein deficiency. I have said it before and I will say it again. Protein is critical for the functioning of the human body, especially when we talk females and hormones. And unfortunately, in the standard American diet, we are not getting enough protein, especially in the morning. We need to be aiming for at least 30 grams of protein in the morning for breakfast and sustaining that just about at every single meal. And I get it. Eating protein is hard. Getting that protein in is hard. And while I will be the first to say and always admit that getting food from the actual whole food source is the most important and to try to avoid processed foods at all costs, not all processed foods are bad. And one of the processed foods that I actually do consume just about on a daily basis, depending on my nutrient needs, is protein powders. The problem with protein powders is most of the protein powders on the market today is filled with absolute junk and truly is the definition of processed foods. But after so much research and so much learning, I have found that not all protein powders are bad. In fact, there is one protein powder company on the market that not only do I feel is very, very, very clean, it's the least amount of processed that I feel that you can get. And that's because most protein powders are packed with chemicals and fillers claiming that they're healthy and that they're really not. Also, protein powders are not filled with real foods, and it's just blends of honestly, who even knows what it is. And that is why it is so important if you are going to consume a protein powder to make sure that not only it's clean, it's organic, and it's not filled with chemicals and fillers, but it comes from the whole food. And that's where I found Equip protein powders. I've actually found this on our journey of going to the carnivore/animal-based diet and finding that a lot of the protein powders, even the ones that I thought were clean, still contain a lot of ingredients that, quite frankly, are unnecessary. Way too much sugar, way too much fillers, way too much preservatives, a huge blend of protein that isn't coming from the real animal-based source. And that's where I found Equip. And Equip is literally grass-fed beef protein powders. I know, guys, it sounds kind of gross, grass-fed beef ground up into a protein powder, but truly, I have never had a better protein powder, let alone with such limited ingredients. Equip Prime protein powder is just grass-fed beef isolate powder that literally only includes a maximum of up to 5 ingredients, depending on the flavor that you get. Protein is very, very carefully sourced, third-party tested, real food ingredients with no added chemicals, fillers, binding agents, or artificial coloring or sweeteners. On top of that, the protein contains in one scoop and one serving, 4 ounces of grass-fed beef, which you guys know how important grass-fed versus grain-fed is, giving you a total of 21 grams of protein and absolutely no sugars. They do use stevia in some of their flavors to sweeten up, but they also do have an unflavored that has no stevia and just the grass-fed beef isolate. This protein powder is also gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, hormone-free, whey-free, antibiotic-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. You'd think that this protein powder wouldn't taste that good with the limited ingredients, but let me tell you, we love it in our household. Our favorite flavors is the iced coffee, oh my goodness, and the chocolate. Those are definitely our 2 favorites, but I'm really excited to start to try the other flavors because this protein powder not only tastes good and satisfies our protein needs, but I don't feel bloated. I don't feel blah. I just don't get that icky feeling that I get from any other processed protein powder. So I'm really excited to have partnered with Equip to provide you guys a discount code off of your order. And you can just go to equipfoods.com. That's EQUIP foods, FOODS.com, and use code Brooke Bocci. That's BROOKEBACCI. Use that at checkout to save you 15% off your first order. Not only do they have protein powders, but they also have grass-fed collagen, colostrum, grass-fed beef liver, a beef organ supplements, and so much more. all, again, grass-fed, organic, clean source, truly a company that I trust. And I would never recommend you guys a company that I didn't stand behind 100%. So again, if you are interested in trying Equip protein powders or any other of their products, you can go to equipfoods.com, use code BrookBocce at checkout to save you 15% off your entire order. Here is something that I think is a really important concept to always put front of your mind. And that's at least what I do when it comes to knowing my boundaries. And I'll be the first to acknowledge right now that I am trying as hard as I possibly can to strive for perfection. We are really, truly living a very, very strict life right now because of what we're doing to try to have a family. And is this something that we feel amazing doing? Absolutely. We are getting better in the sense of it's not as stressful as it was at the beginning because we've kind of fallen into the routine. We figured out what works and what doesn't work. But is this something that I would do forever? Part of me will say yes, because I know how good I feel. But the other part of me will say no, because I do know that this is strict and this makes life a little bit harder and a little bit more stressful because we are really strict with our diet. We are not drinking alcohol. We are really strict with like any sort of toxins, you know, not doing things that we love as much. And that's okay because we are in a season in our life where that's that much more important. You know, we've been trying to start a family for almost 2 years now and not having any luck. And so we are really, really focusing and being strict. And I think that that serves a time and a place. I think if you are in a situation in your life where you are ill, where you are really, really struggling, where let's say you are struggling with an autoimmune disorder, or let's say you were diagnosed with cancer, or let's say you know, are just in a huge mental health crisis and you are not feeling good, I do think it is important to strive for perfection. And I do think in some ways, the stress of trying to live the cleanest lifestyle will outweigh how good you will feel when you really try to live as quote unquote crunchy and toxic free as possible. On the other hand, if you are feeling good, if you feel like your health is optimal, if you have energy, if you are happy, if you aren't struggling, I think that in a situation is where we don't need to put that extra pressure on ourselves to feel amazing. And I'm not going to sit here and say, if you feel good, go ahead and live the toxic lifestyle. Like, who cares? Why does it matter? Because it matters, because it accumulates and you might feel good now, but in 20 years from now, you might not feel good, right? But I think if you are in a moment where things are feeling good and you are feeling optimal, then you can, I guess you could say, give a little bit more excuses. And I don't even like that word because I think all too often we are giving so much excuses to where we are enabling behaviors that are avoidable and that should be avoidable. On the other hand, again, I think we need to find that fine line and those boundaries of what's going to, like, if it's going to cause you so much more stress to stay away from drinking alcohol, you know, it's the summertime and you're just like, I just want a glass of wine on my porch. Okay. If you're in a good situation in your life, if you are feeling good, if your health is optimal, like, don't stress yourself out about being like, oh my gosh, I just can't do this. This doesn't fall in line with like toxic free living and I'm just going to be destroying my health. Because again, the stress of you thinking about all of those things and obsessing over them is going to make you sicker. But try and strive to make good choices. You are the gatekeeper of your home. You are the one who controls what comes in your house, what your children are using, what your children are taking, what your children are wearing, how they're living. And if you continue to make excuses of, well, I just have to live in the 80-20 rule. So, you know, going and getting McDonald's every single day is a part of our 20. That might be something that might help your stress. And so you might need to get McDonald's occasionally. But if you are enabling your mind into thinking that you have to do McDonald's every day, or I wanted to challenge your thoughts and ask yourself, am I working as hard as I can without adding too much stress to live and create a safe and healthy home for myself and my family. And the other thing I kind of want to share, which this might be a little bit of tough love, is yes, living toxic free is hard. If it was easy, everybody would do it. If living toxic free and reading ingredients and knowing what to avoid and knowing what to look for was easy, everybody would be doing it. So yes, trying to live more crunchy, trying to live more toxic free is hard. I think that's where so many people right now are starting to kind of revert back into this 80-20, this enabling, like, okay, it's fine. I don't have to do all these things because it's just, you know, because I have the 20% exception. And doing the hard things has the rewards. Yes. Doing the hard things, like there's going to be so many situations that in life is hard. Being sick is hard. Struggling with infertility is hard. Having cancer is hard. Losing a child is hard. There's so many situations is hard. So I guess the best thing to think about is choose your hard. Is it going to be hard for you to adapt to reading ingredient labels when you go to the grocery store? At first, absolutely, it will be. Is it going to be hard for you having 4 kids to be able to make sure all your kids have meals cooked all the time? Yes, absolutely. Is it going to be hard to say no to certain things like vaccines and having to deal with the controversial comments that other family members might make or friends might make or dealing with a pediatrician? Yes. But what also could be hard is the contraries on all the other sides of, you know, if you choose to not cook your meals for your kids, or you choose to go to McDonald's every single day, or you choose to, you know, do what the pediatrician says and get them updated on all the vaccines and, you know, give them all the antibiotics. And I'm not here to say that it's going to result in a sick child, but it's possible. It can happen. And that's hard. So yes, living crunchy, living clean, living healthy is hard. But I challenge you to choose your hard. Choose what is going to be hard and choose what is going to be too hard to where it's going to cause you too much stress. Because I can promise you, the beginning of anything new is hard. Yes, when my husband and I started doing carnivore, it was hard. It was an adjustment, trying to figure things out, shopping, knowing what to get at the grocery store, knowing what we can and can't eat at restaurants was hard. Now we're 50 some days in and it's not hard because we've just become accustomed to it. We're used to it, right? So many other things like toxic-free cleaning products. Was it hard at the beginning to be able to figure out what I had to avoid, what I had to look for, what to buy, what not to buy, what to get rid of? Yeah, it was hard. Now it's so easy. I found the companies that I love and trust. I know what ingredients to avoid and to not avoid. And it's just second nature to me. And then occasionally here and there, yeah, maybe I'll enjoy my certain things. But I guess you just have to decide what is going to be worth it. And I think we need to stop giving excuses and stop enabling ourselves and stop enabling other people. And rather than enabling with this whole 80-20 rule, we empower. We empower moms. We empower dads. We empower our children to strive to live a clean life, to strive to be healthy and have optimal health, to strive to live toxic-free, but to also know that there's no such thing as perfection. And we have to figure out what things are going to cause us too much stress to strive for that perfection and know that it's okay that we aren't perfect because nobody is perfect. I don't care what influencer you see that seems to be this perfect, crunchy, like I'm just going to wear a dress every single day and bake my sourdough and live in my toxic free bubble and have my own garden and my own flowers and everything is perfect. Like social media is not perfect. They might look perfect, but people aren't perfect. And I guarantee you that individual that you're comparing your perfect to or how you have to live to is a false representation of what life is. Again, it's okay if you choose to have a toxic candle in your home. It's okay if you choose to have a drink here and there, or it's okay if you choose to get tattoos. But I challenge you to take that a step further and see if that choice that you're making is just because it's too hard to do the contrary, or if that choice is a conscious choice that you could say no to. For example, I like to drink. I would not consider myself an alcoholic. I would not consider myself abusing alcohol. I know alcohol is toxic for us, but I do enjoy my red wine. I love it. It truly, I love it. I love my espresso martinis here and there. I like a good cocktail. And in situations that come up, yeah, I think there's the time and the place. But on the other side, am I drinking because it's hard to say no, or it's hard to be in situations that everyone else is drinking and I'm not? And that's, I think, where we have to challenge ourselves to do the hard things, especially in situations where it matters. Right now, our fertility situation is more important than the hard decision to say no to drinking when all my other friends are drinking in a situation, or when I'm at a wedding when, yeah, it would be fun to be drunk and to dancing, but it's more important for us right now to say no to that, even though it's something I do love, even though it's something that I do enjoy and have fun with. Right now, being a mother and having a family is more important. So I'm going to choose the hard. I'm not going to enable myself to be like, you know what? Drinking is in my 20 because I do have such perfect everywhere else is so perfect. So my 20% is going to be drinking. Do you guys kind of see the differences there? I could put drinking in my 20%, but why? That's enabling. That's allowing me to do the easy. And that easy can compound to cause issues. So I think rather than this 80-20 concept of, you know, striving for just at least having 80% of your life good and 20% you can cheat or, you know, do the bad, I strive for you to always in the front of your mind, ask yourself, what matters? Where are you at health-wise? Where is your family at health-wise? And is it something that you're doing because it's easy? Or is it something that you're doing because it's hard? Or is it something that you could do that really truly won't cause that much stress? We should strive for perfection. Again, it's what we owe ourselves. It's what we owe our families. We are surrounded by a toxic world. And sadly, it's only going to get worse. Things are only going to get more toxic. Things are only going to get more depleted. For example, our foods, our soil, our nutrients, our fruits, our vegetables. We're going to have to work harder. We are going to have to strive for a cleaner life from now moving forward. And if you choose the lifestyle of toxic-free living, you are doing yourself such a benefit and your family such a benefit. Because I promise you, the hard now of staying away from the hard things is going to be easy for you in the future, because more than likely, the people that aren't doing the hard now are going to have the hard later. But the important decision that you need to make is your hard causing you too much stress? Because that stress can make you chronically ill. And that stress can lead you to the hard even sooner. And when I say the hard, I mean health issues. So find your hard that falls in a good balance of not a lot of stress. We're going to be stressed. And I don't want to say that, you know, if anything causes you stress, you should avoid it. Because let's be honest, like life is stressful. Everything's stressful to think about. I mean, really, truly. So much is stressful, but what's going to cause you too much stress? If you are going to sit there and obsess, like I remember times where I literally would not go out to restaurants because of the seed oils. Like I was so afraid of seed oils. And I sat back and I was just like, oh my gosh, like I also in a way need to live. And it does cause me stress to feel like I can't do the things that I want to do, go out to restaurants with friends and enjoy my time and get out and relax and know that, yeah, I'm probably going to have seed oils. It is probably going to affect me in a small amount. But what I do after that, how I live is going to be so much better than me constantly being in a state of stress over my fear of seed oils. So I guess a tangent episode, I don't know. I don't even know if this really falls in line with informed consent, but like, I just feel like I had to get this off my chest because as I'm bringing on all these guests and every guest is sharing, you know, get your genes tested, go do your cold plunging, go carnivore, take this prenatal. Like, well, I think all these people are amazing. And if you could do all these things, heck yes, like amazing. But I don't want you guys to get the impression that I'm pushing this perfection model on you and that you have to be this perfect person and do all the things and all the health things to be healthy and to consider yourself toxic free. That's the last thing I want. What I want for this show is just to bring you guys content and for you to make the informed decision for yourself and your family if that is something that you should be doing or shouldn't be doing. And my goal moving forward, I'm really actually trying to get guests on of things that I don't do or I don't quote unquote believe in. Because I'm trying to give you guys a little bit more, I guess, unbiased information. So it's not like, oh, Brooke does this, Brooke does this, Brooke does this. So it's on the show. And naturally, yeah, like I'm going to share what I'm interested in. This is my podcast. This is my show. This is, you know, I'm the one who comes up with the content. I'm the one who comes up with the ideas. So of course, naturally, yes, it's going to be a little bit biased towards me. But I'm really trying to bring guests that maybe are do things or share things that I don't do or don't totally believe in, so to speak, because I want you guys to just get the full informed consent on just so many other things in life so you can make that decision of what's going to benefit you and your family. I've said it 1,000 times and I will continuously say it 1,000 more times. You are the gatekeeper of your home. You are the person that allows what should and should not be in your home. You are also the person who did take the role to protect the health. And yeah, that might mean stepping into a little bit harder of a role of you got to wake up an hour early in the morning to make sure your kids have a well-fed day. That might have to happen. Your hard might be hard until you can fall into that routine, until you can figure it out. But I can promise you hard now, hard in the sense of toxic free living, hard in the quote unquote crunchy community is going to reap the rewards beyond measures. I can just tell you the hard that my husband and I have been going through of cold plunging daily and eating carnivore and not drinking alcohol and drinking only tap water and literally like all of the things that, yes, if the average person tries to do that, they will be stressed beyond max. It was hard at the beginning and now it's just second nature and now we feel amazing. And I just know a baby is coming. I just know it because I feel it. I see it. We are doing the hard to make our life easier because I don't want to keep going through this. I don't want to keep sitting in this heart of infertility because it's freaking hard. I would never wish this upon my worst enemy. So we are sacrificing so much. We are being the gatekeepers of our home right now so we can have that family. And then that might mean we get everything perfect to where not we're going to go on a binger of drinking and, you know, eating pizza and all of this, but to where, okay, you know, a couple glasses of wine here and there isn't going to destroy us. Falling in line with what is going to work and what isn't going to work with you and your family is most important. Stop looking at other people. Stop looking at other influencers. Stop being afraid if you're in this crunchy community of, oh, I'm not going to fit in that because I get tattoos, or, oh, I don't belong in this community anymore because I keep candles in my house. Like, what the heck? Like, I don't love where this crunchy community is going. I love it for information, but I think it's getting judgy. Like, I can even tell you some of the things that I get on my social media. Like, I shared about a protein powder the other day, and I had people being like, you know, protein powder is processed. And I'm just sitting there like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, girl, seriously? Like, yes, I know it's processed, but it's as clean as it can be, and it works for me and my family. And we have to kind of learn to decipher. And yes, I know it comes with the territory. When you start sharing more, you get more backlash. But can we just all understand that living in perfection is impossible, and we need to do what works for our family while, yes, always striving for the perfection, but knowing that perfection doesn't exist. There is no such thing as perfection. I don't care who you are. I don't care how crunchy you claim to be. You are not perfect. So let's all just accept and understand that you're not going to be perfect, but let's strive for that. Let's stop enabling. Let's stop saying like, okay, let's fit this 20% rule, and let's make sure that like we still have that balance of the 80-20, and anything that's in this 20 is okay, because I don't want to say it's not okay, but I just think that that 20% gives so many people the enabling and the excuses to hit the easy button when the hard decisions, while yes, are hard, are important. Strive for that perfection, while also realizing what is stressing you out, what is becoming too difficult for you. And if something is too difficult for you, is too stressful for you, then yes, put that in your 20%. Put that in your, here's my non-perfection. But continue to try to strive for that perfection. So I guess a little love, a little motivation, a little bit of just encouragement from me for you guys this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you're looking for topics or looking for just certain guests to come on this show, I really, truly appreciate and respect. And I really try to bring all the information that you guys want. So shoot me a message on Instagram, send me an email, however, you know, you can contact me. My Instagram handle is @BrookBocci, and my email address is bocciBrook@gmail.com. And just let me know what you want to hear. If there's a guest that you think would be amazing on the show, let me know. I'd be happy to reach out, because I want to not only learn myself, but I want to share information that you guys want to hear. And as always, if you have not yet given me a rating or review, I would just please, please, please ask of you to do that. That is how this podcast keeps going and keeps getting out to more people. So if you listen on Apple Podcasts, you just scroll to the bottom and you can give me a rating and actually write something out and then give me a star review. If you could take a moment and write something out, take 15, 30 seconds, I would be so forever grateful. And then Spotify, they don't have like writing ratings, but I do know that on Spotify, you can throw a star out there. So anything that you believe, any star that you feel necessary, any review that you feel is necessary, I respect and appreciate more than you know. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Informed Consent.